Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to another live stream. My apologies, I was out there behaving badly, and obviously that's why I'm a little late today. A little technical difficulties, but here we are, ready to rock and roll. And as you guys already know, we're going to wait a few minutes while we just, wait for the intro. As I, make sure everything's running correctly on this end and make sure everybody gets in their seats. So welcome, and I hope you guys are ready to have some fun today. And you already know how we do here. We just basically have a little bit of a script in the sense of just a few notes. In fact, I didn't take any notes for today's episode. I figured this would, kind of like dictate itself. Shouldn't be too hard to talk about, this subject. But on the live streams, I just turn on the camera and I go, hog wild. So, again, my apologies. It's just I was running a little late because I was taking care of a few technical issues. And I was spent all day at the beach yesterday. And so I'm still a little kind of recovering from the beach. As I don't know if you guys noticed, my face is a little extra red today. And a little extra tired from a little bit too much fun. One of the benefits of living out here in the Yucatan, in the Merida, the fact that even though it's 102 degrees outside, you can just drive out to the beach and cool off, and then that's it, have a great old time. So hope you guys are getting ready to start the show. By the way, we're going to be talking about a bunch of instances in recent months in which, gringos have definitely been behaving badly out here, and how the Mexicans are starting to kind of, have enough of that, okay? And we're going to be talking about all that and then some. But as I'm talking about this, if for whatever reason I forget, a certain incident or topic or whatever, please feel free to let me know in the chat, and so that way we can touch on it, talk about it, and all that good stuff. But yeah, this was something that this is a complicated issue, but it's something that we need to talk about, definitely, especially going forward. So without further ado, hope you guys are ready, to rock and roll. And shout out to all of you guys out there. So, all right, one second here. Let me see, hold on. Now, I'll show you the beach we were, we weren't at this beach in particular, but I'll show you kind of where we were at. Look at that. Look at this beautiful beach. Meaning that that's what the beaches, kind of look like out here. So it's really nice to just have this in your backyard in a sense and be able to go to, the paradise. We basically live in paradise. So, yeah, I know a lot of people. So let's just talk about that. A lot of people that move out here to this part of the country. So I live in the Yucatan Peninsula, in the Yucatan. And a lot of people, they'll come out here and they'll complain that it's too hot. And to me, it's like, I just laugh at that because, obviously it's hot. That's the whole point. You can't really enjoy the beach. You can't really enjoy paradise without it being hot. Imagine that it's 60 degrees, Fahrenheit out there. You're not going to get in that water. It's freezing. In order for you to really enjoy that water, it has to be 102 degrees outside. Or in the high 90s. And so that way, when you do go into that water, if it's the water is cold, it's going to cool you off because your body temperature is in the hundreds, right? You're in the 90 degrees, it's really hot. And so obviously it's going to cool you off and make you feel better. And if it's really, warm, it's even better, because again, it's hot. And then you go in the water and it's like warm, but not hot, obviously because it's the ocean, it's not going to get, over 100 degrees or anything like that. But the point is that it's really, you can't really enjoy one without the other. It's like wanting to go skiing, hey, I'm going to go snowboarding. I'm going to go skiing. I want to do a snow angel and then complaining it's too cold. You can't have one without the other. So I feel like that's like a major, starting off point here that I feel like a lot of gringos. And by the way, I could use any word there. I can use gringos. I can use expats. I can use boomers, whatever. Okay, you can pick whatever word you want. You know, in fact, I was gonna do like you know, like remember that that show or those tapes? You know, Girls Gone Wild. So I was gonna do Boomers Gone Wild. You know, but the reality is that it's.
Bruh.
The reason I didn't use boomers or anything like that is because, well, this is not a boomer problem. You know, this is basically a gringo, an American problem, okay? And more Americans than not are the ones that are, you know, that come out here and they behave badly in one shape, form, or another. And one way in which, you know, gringos, you know, behave badly, you know, one way that, you know, expats, foreigners behave badly is that, again, they come out to, like, the beach, they complain it's too hot. They go out to the mountains, they say it's too cold. Whatever. The point is they're complaining about everything, you know, one shape, form, or another. And, you know, they complain about, you know, the fact that weather, again, one of the complaints that I find, you know, pretty hilarious is that they'll go to certain places. Now, a lot of times this is geared more towards the touristy areas, but still, the point is that they'll come out here, okay, to Cancun, for example, and then they'll complain that they don't speak English. It's like, bro, you're in another country. What do you mean speak English? Are you kidding me here? You know, and it's like, well, how are they going to take my tourist dollars? Or how are they going to be, how can they call themselves a tourist destination if they don't speak the language? You can already know. And so it's just that sense of entitlement and, you know, this kind of behavior that, again, as Mexico's economy keeps growing and Mexico, you know, keeps becoming a more desirable destination each and every single day, well, they don't have to put up with a lot of this behavior. You know, in fact, they're putting up with this behavior less and less and less because, you know, at one point, you know, when obnoxious, you know, tourists, obnoxious Americans, whatever, would come to Mexico and act the fool, you know, again, get drunk in Cancun, right, for spring break, whatever it is, okay? It could be anything. You know, we're going to talk about all the situations here. But at the end of the day, you know, people will come out here and act the fool. Well, you know, the Mexicans, they needed that tourist money. They needed those dollars from the gringos. And so they would put up with that behavior, okay? And because of that, you know, well, I guess it just made, you know, that behavior a little acceptable, or at least the Mexicans, they just kind of already knew that, hey, you know, these people are going to act a fool, but hey, you know what? The stupider they act, the more we're going to charge them. And that's where that gringo price kind of comes in, okay? Because basically, it's as simple as that, you know what I mean? Like, I had a meme, you know, that basically said that, you know, the stupider you act or the less Spanish you speak, the more you're going to get charged. So if you're coming out to Mexico and you refuse to even attempt to speak Spanish, then you're going to get gringo priced. OK, it's just the way it is. OK, like it or not. And again, if you go to a tourist destination and you act entitled, you know, a fool, well, then again, that's going to come at a cost as well. And that's the thing that a lot of Americans just don't understand, because in the USA, if you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you know, or Chili's or McDonald's, whatever, and you act stupid, well, then basically you can throw a hissy fit and they'll give you a free Big Mac, you know, or whatever it is. And, you know, the customer is always right kind of, you know, idea. But in reality, Mexico's not like that at all. You know, Mexico, yeah, of course, you know, they try to, you know, give, you know, good customer service. They try to cater to tourists or whatever, you know, they try to cater to foreigners, you know, in certain, you know, touristy destinations. But at the end of the day, it's not, you know, what is it, like a culture per se, at least corporate wise, you know, so it's not like a corporate, you know, structure out here that, you know, basically says, you know, the customer's always right, even if they're wrong. And therefore, you know, we have to cater to their, basically, you know, they're pouting and they're crying and they're, you know, misbehaving and all that stuff. It doesn't work like that at all. Now, it's not to say that a lot of Mexicans especially the ones that work in the tourist industry, in which they would favor you know, dealing with, you know, an obnoxious or needy gringo just simply because they are going to pay more money, or they can gringo price them, or, you know, again, they come with dollars, or again, they can charge for their bad behavior, and I can go on and on. So, you know, a lot of times, yeah, you will see that. You will see even preferential treatment to some of these, you know, people that behave bad out here. And so obviously that starts to cause resentment even with other Mexicans, because the Mexicans come out here and now the Mexicans can afford, you know, in fact, they can sometimes afford more than you. All right. When it comes to like vacation time, or, you know, again, enjoying, you know, a lot of these tourist destinations, or just areas, you know, around Mexico that have been overrun by gringos, by expats, by foreigners, by whatever. And so, you know, again, I see it all the time. You know what I mean? Where, and again, it's happening more and more every day. It's a problem that everybody's dealing with here, okay? But where, for example, they'll, you know, give preferential treatment to a foreigner that speaks English, and they'll deny service to another Mexican, all right? Or, you know, they'll tell Mexicans, you know, Mexicans will tell other Mexicans, hey, can you keep the noise down? Hey, because, you know, you're bothering those gringos over there, and they're paying, you know, good top dollar, you know, to be on this corner, and you guys ain't paying shit because you know the rules and you know the laws, and, you know, you guys are basically, so I could go on and on. And so a lot of Mexicans are like, man, fuck, F this. Sorry, my apologies. It's like, forget these people, you know what I mean? Like, we don't even want them here, because it's like, all of a sudden, as, you know, foreigners are coming out here and they're getting this preferential treatment, and some of them are acting a fool, well, then all of a sudden it starts to even displace, you know, the other Mexicans that are here, even if they can afford it, even if they got the money and they can afford it, they're getting displaced as well, just simply because the business owners would prefer to have a certain client that they think is going to pay more, or, you know, bring more money, which oftentimes they do, than the local national tourist, you know, again, another or local national, you know, a Mexican, you know, again, visiting another part of Mexico or whatever it is. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on here. In fact, I'm working on a video that I plan on releasing this Sunday, talking even more in depth, okay, about this topic. But, you know, in today's live stream, we're just going to talk about, again, specifically about gringos, you know, foreigners, you know, that are coming out here and behaving badly. And the video I'm going to drop on Sunday, I'm going to talk more in depth, okay, about kind of like what's really going on out here, and how Mexicans, you know, they're fighting amongst each other in a sense, you know, about this situation. And because, again, a lot of Mexicans are very happy with foreigners. A lot of Mexicans, you know, they don't see a problem, you know, with Americans coming out here, or Canadians or whatever. You know, they welcome them, you know, with open arms. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, where they're from, you know, what part of Mexico they're from. Each Mexican, again, is going to treat you differently. And it's all on a case-by-case basis. And it has a lot to do, you know, with many reasons as to why they like Americans, you know, why they like Canadians or foreigners or whatever. You know, some of them, you know, they want to know more about the culture. Some of them, they want to, again, they want you as a customer, and they want to charge you more. Again, there's many reasons. But what I'm saying is that as more and more Americans are coming to Mexico and basically not only behaving badly, but behaving rudely and acting extremely entitled, which is happening now more than ever, simply because, look, anyone that's coming from the USA or Canada, you guys know exactly how things are over there right now, where you guys don't even want to be in your own country, just simply because there are so many people that are acting a fool, they're acting entitled, that are acting, you know, behaving badly in your own country. So they're bringing that behavior to Mexico, and now, you know, Mexicans, you know, they used to deal with this from time to time, but now they're dealing with it even more and more every day. So a lot of Mexicans are really starting to resent it, because it's, you know, you're coming out here to Mexico, and now you're acting like a spoiled brat, okay, for lack of a better description, in this country. And it's like, you know, the Mexicans themselves basically say, man, my children, okay, that are in grade school, have better manners and behave better than you as a grown adult in your 40s or 50s. What's going on here? So if they don't even put up with that kind of behavior from their own children or other children, okay, why would they want to, you know, why would they be putting it up with that behavior from grown ass adults that are acting like children? Because that's basically what it is. I mean, you see it, you know, you see it in the USA and Canada all the time, definitely in the USA. And a lot of people come out here and they think that, well, the world revolves around them. And spoiler alert, it doesn't. Okay. So, but like, I'll give you an example. There's this lady in her, I guess, mid-20s. This black girl in her mid-20s. And by the way, she just happened to be black. Okay, she could be white, purple, yellow, whatever. I don't care. I'm just trying to give you context for anyone out there that has seen this story. But anyways, she was a model working for a Mexican modeling agency. And she was living in El Centro of Mexico City. Okay, so she was basically living in a touristy area, but it doesn't matter. She was living in downtown Mexico City. And obviously, you know, most downtowns around the world are going to be loud, let alone the most populous, you know, again, the city with the most amount of people in the Americas. Definitely going to be noise there. And part of the noise of living in Mexico City is that throughout the city, there are people that dress up like, how do I say this? Like, like zoo people, zoo, what? Anyways, they walk around with an organ grinder, you know, like an old-timey organ grinder with a monkey or some sort of like animal. And so basically, you know, they go around the city and they play their little organ music. You know, they're kind of like spinning the box, whatever, organ music. And they got the little animal, they got the little whatever. And basically, you know, they just do that to kind of like entertain the people, the kids or whatever. And, you know, they do that. And again, instead of begging for money, you're going to find very few people that beg for money in Mexico. Of course, there are people that beg for money, but not like in the USA where people are, you know, again, to the point where even if you go get a freaking coffee, the person that took your order wants a 15% tip, okay? So they're begging for money in every way that you can imagine in the USA, let alone the people that live on the street, okay? And they're literally really begging for money, okay? Without giving you anything. But in Mexico, most people, they at least attempt to do something, anything. So like I said, these people, at the very minimum, they go around and they spin their organ and they play their music. And they have a little animal. They give some sort of value, some sort of entertainment, whether you like it or not. But the point is that they do that in order to get, again, just a few pesos, okay? A few coins thrown at them. That's their way of supporting their family. And it's, again, it's not just that noise, but most vendors, you know, let's say that you're selling whatever it is you're selling, they'll have some sort of music to go along with, you know, their thing that they're doing in order so that people can hear that particular sound. So like I said before in other videos, depending on what you're selling will depend on the music or the sound or the horn that you'll have. And the reason they do that is so that people will know when they, as soon as they hear the horn or the noise or the music, oh, that's the guy that sells bananas. Oh, that's the guy that sells sweetbreads. Oh, that's the guy that's going to sharpen my knife. Oh, there's the gas person. Oh, there's the monkey grinder. Oh, there's the whatever. Okay, and so, look, those are the sights and sounds of being in Mexico. You know, and for some foreigners out there that come to Mexico and that noise is too much noise for them, they have two choices. Either deal with it or get the F out. Because, look, when I go to the USA, I hear noises all the time that I don't like. And they give me PTSD. You know, when I'm in the USA, I constantly hear sirens, you know, police sirens, ambulance sirens. I constantly hear, you know, bums on the street, you know, yelling at me or screaming or fighting, you know, bum fights. Anyone remember bum fights? Anyways, I'm constantly hearing, you know, all kinds of things, you know, like gunshots. Okay. I constantly hear a lot of things that I don't want to hear and I don't like. And I don't hear them here anymore. You know, I'm very rarely, if ever, do I really hear any kind of loud, ambulance. You know, again, first of all, police very rarely turn on the sirens. They might have their lights on, but not the sirens. In fact, anytime I ever hear like any of those emergency sirens, I always know it's an ambulance. And that's it. And so, you know, my PTSD has gotten better on that because I'm not hearing that constantly. I definitely don't hear gunshots regularly. I definitely don't hear constantly people fighting, you know, couples fighting, people fighting, yelling at each other. I could go on and on. Okay. Every country has their own different sounds of music, you know, their own different little sounds that some might like or not like. But at the end of the day, Mexico is filled with sound, and some people, well, they love it and some people hate it. But the point is that, you know, how dare you come to another country and complain about the things that make that country what it is? Again, you know, like, again, complaining about how hot or cold it is, or complaining about the noise. Look, I might understand that if, look, who's that fat ass, you know, on screen there? Anyways, I totally understand, you know what I mean? Like how, you know, again, if you're coming as a tourist and you might not like XYZ, sure, you could complain about it. That just makes sure, you know, again, as you're complaining about it, it's like, okay, I'm not going to come back here, whatever. But if you're choosing to move here, to live here, and you're constantly complaining about things after, let's not forget, after, you know, the country itself opened its doors and allowed you to come to this country and start your life anew or retire, with dignity. Okay, because that's another thing too. A lot of people that are coming out here to Mexico to retire, you know, again, you got to remember the reason you're coming out here to Mexico to retire is because, well, you couldn't do it in the USA. Look, I know a lot of friends that want to retire here in Mexico, but that's because they love the culture, they love the food, they love all these things about being here, okay? But the ones that are retiring out here due to force, you know, they're forced to come out here and retire, and then they constantly complain about everything about life out here. I mean, you're basically spitting in the face of the people that live here constantly. You're constantly, you know, being rude. You're being, you know, an awful person. And even though that might be okay where you're from, because everybody is miserable in the USA, okay, these days, it's not okay here because most people here are not miserable. Sure, you know, life is difficult for a lot of people. Sure. It's not, you know, it might not be as easy as you might think or as they might make it seem, you know, because again, the reality is that once you're here, you notice that everyone is smiling. Everyone is in a good mood for the most part. Everyone is respectful. They're nice. They're this. Even when they're having a bad day, they try their very hardest. And the reason is because, well, they understand that most everybody is dealing with something. Most everybody is going through a difficult time. Life is difficult. Things are difficult. It is what it is. So most people, well, they kind of just know that. They figured that out. And then they're, you know, they're not trying to make other people's life miserable or worse. Just because I'm having a bad day doesn't mean that other people got to have a bad day. You follow me? We're in the USA. It's not like that at all. In the USA, it's more like I'm having a bad day. Now everyone's going to have a bad day. And it's like, bro, come on. Are you, what are we doing?
Bruh.
All right, let me read some comments real quick. All right, as I noticed a lot of you guys are, you know, saying a few things there. Anyway, shout out to everyone in the chat. Shout out to everyone out here today watching. By the way, I want to give a big shout out to all of you guys out there. I've noticed that in recent weeks, you know, we have been getting a lot of viewers on the live streams. And a lot of you guys are here and enjoying the content, enjoying the live streams, enjoying the videos. And you guys are also, you know, interacting with each other, which is what I like. I like for open conversation. You know, not everything that everyone's going to say, people are going to like, but that's not the point. The point is to have a conversation and to talk about these things. And look, the reason that you don't hear people talking about the things I talk about like this is simply because, well, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to ruffle feathers. Listen, I'm a habitual feather ruffler, okay? That's what I do, all right? In fact, they used to call me a fluffer. Wait, huh? No, wait. No, that's something else. I was in another.
Bruh.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself with the jokes. I got jokes. But anyways, Life with Shay says, see, this is what I feared, Americans coming over there and causing trouble. I live in America and do not condone this behavior at all. This is despicable, embarrassing, and I don't like it. Yeah, but the thing is, look, you know, one thing, look, my parents were immigrants. I'm just first generation American. And this happens with every group of immigrants, okay? Because, look, I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat it, but there are tons of immigrants, okay? Again, I'm Cuban. I lived in Miami, all right? And, you know, there are tons of immigrants, okay, that come to the USA and they act a fool. Or they act exactly the same as they acted, you know, where they're from. Or they don't assimilate. Or they act naughty. You know, they act badly. You know, as a former president said once, they're not sending their best. Look, it's the same thing. You know, as more Americans are coming out here to Mexico, we're not sending our best. You know, it's as simple as that. And a few bad apples could ruin the bunch. Look, just because there's a few gang members out there in the USA that do bad things and get arrested, it doesn't mean that all Latinos are bad. Okay? But it's a lot easier to pinpoint, you know, hey, look at those bad Latinos that robbed the convenience store, instead of, hey, look at all these amazing Latinos that have basically, you know, reached the American dream. They got a business. They're good citizens. They pay their taxes. So it's the same thing. Even though, you know, there's the majority of the people that are coming from the USA or Canada to Mexico are good people. You know, they're coming out here. They're acting responsibly. You know, they're acting responsibly. They're paying their taxes. You know, the few taxes that you have to pay, if any at all. You know, you are being good citizens out here. You're learning Spanish. You're being respectful. You love the culture. You know, you're doing everything humanly possible to, you know, be loved by the Mexicans, which, again, they're very loving already, and they love most people. But, you know, you're going above and beyond to try to really assimilate and do your best and fit in and do all these things. Well, guess what? There's still going to be a bunch of gringos out there, you know, a bunch of foreigners, expats, whatever you want to call them, that are coming out here, and they're not behaving appropriately. And some of them, you know that they're behaving badly, and some of them don't even know that they're behaving badly to begin with. And, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about again in today's episode, you know, is the fact that, you know, a few bad apples, you know, are ruining the bunch. And that's just the reality of it. Now, again, in Sunday's video, we're going to talk more in depth on this. But, you know, we're just talking about the fact that, you know, there are Americans that are coming out here. Look, I saw another video of another American, and I think this was in Chiapas, in San Cristobal de las Casas, I'm pretty sure. Where basically, I don't know the context of it, but I don't think we need to know any context, okay? But long story short, I misspoke there. We always need to know as much context as possible, okay? We can't just like blindly, you know, judge or, you know, what is it like, assume, you know, without really having the full picture. But, you know, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck, okay? So, long story short, this is, we're going to talk about a duck, all right, here. So, and so it was just in San Cristobal, and it was basically a coffee house, okay? You know, kind of like a coffee house, whatever. And so some lady ordered a coffee or ordered something. I don't know what it was. And basically, there was some sort of miscommunication or interaction, you know, again, with the client, which was an American, and the person that works there, which was Mexican. And long story short, again, there was a disagreement. I don't know what or why or whatever. But long story short, that American started yelling at the employee, okay? Started berating the employee, and then did this, you know, the famous hissy fit that a lot of Americans do in the USA. And she started throwing things and started, you know, kind of destroying the display and, you know, just making a mess and a ruckus out of that situation. And it's like, that's not how things work out here. Listen, I'm not going to side with either person here, because I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. You know, maybe the employee was rude to her, or maybe not. You know, maybe the employee simply said, yeah, sorry, ma'am, I cannot make you a white mocha latte because we ran out of white chocolate. You know, would you like something else? Ah, and then the hissy fit throws. Or maybe not. You know, maybe the employee was rude or mean or whatever to her. But the thing is that this is what I was talking about earlier, where you need to learn how to act like an adult, especially if you're an adult. So if all of a sudden you go into a coffee shop and they're rude to you and they're mean to you and they're not, you know, giving you the service that you want or even the coffee that you want or whatever, then what you need to do is act like an adult, act like the better person in this case, and walk away, leave. Don't come back there ever again, okay? That's it. Why is that so difficult? I don't understand, okay? But no, you know what I mean? Like what a lot of Americans do is they'll go in there, you know, they want to speak to the manager. There is no manager. They start throwing things, making a mess. They start, you know, again, making that person's life miserable. And again, it could have simply just been that, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry, you know, I can't warm up your croissant because our oven is broken. Like, what do you mean you're not going to warm up my croissant? You're doing that because you're racist. I'm going to fucking throw everything now and I'm going to act like a child. And these are the behaviors, you know, that are not appreciated. Because, again, there are going to be disagreements. I've talked to you guys about it where I've had my own disagreements, you know, out here. And I've had my own situations. But, you know, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. You know, you either escalate or you de-escalate, okay? And, you know, again, a lot of Americans just, they don't know. I don't know what else to say. They just do not know how to act like adults and they act like children. And so in a country in which most Mexicans have children, okay, of one shape, form or another, and they got to be disciplining these children and they got to, again, there's no timeouts out here. You know, there's no, what is it like? Oh, it's okay, Sonny. I know you're feeling bad. I'm going to get you some chicken nuggets. No, there's none of that. Okay, it's a sandal to the face, all right? And it's like, shut the F up, and you're going to eat the beans. And if you're not going to eat the beans, you're going to fucking starve, and that's it. You know, it's a different kind of culture out here. And so if they don't even put up with this, you know, again, behavior from their own children, what makes you think that they're going to put up with it from a grown-ass adult? And, you know, obviously, you know, you're seeing this behavior, you know, happening more with millennials and even younger people, but kind of like in the millennial group, but you're also seeing it with boomers. So boomers and millennials, you know, millennials, we already know how they were raised. I mean, you know, we don't got to get into that. But again, for anyone that's a boomer, you already know how you were raised as well. And it's like, it's, you know, you're always, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Americans are used to getting their way or the highway. And out here in Mexico, it's like the highway's right there. Don't miss it. Okay. Go literally take the highway. Literally. All right. Bye. Bye, Karen. All right. So, by the way, what is a male Karen? What would a male Karen, you know, be called? I don't know. Is there a name for a male Karen? Rocky Mountain says, do you think looking Hispanic helps you in places in Guadalajara? I don't mean this to be rude, but I know many of the Mexico City, Cabo San Lucas, and a number of other places are relatively safe. I mean, it's not going to matter. I mean, again, in Guadalajara, there's a lot of people that are white. There's a lot of white Mexicans there. So, you know, my wife that's brown, okay, brown like Lambo the horse here, okay, she stuck out there like a sore thumb. And there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's like a caste system in a sense, or there's like a system out here that basically it's like the whiter you are, the more privilege you have. The darker you are, the less privilege you are. So basically it's like, you know, the Mexicans amongst themselves will treat other Mexicans depending on the color of their own skin. So, and again, once you're in other parts of Mexico, like I said, you go to Guadalajara or you go to Monterrey or you go to other parts of Mexico and you'll see, you know, just like if you go to Cuba, you know, and you'll see people that are white as snow and you think that their name is Tim Johnson, okay, or John Johnson or whatever. But the point I'm making is that, you know, there's a lot of white looking Mexicans that look white, you know, green eyes or blue eyes, blonde hair, the whole shebang. And it's not until they start speaking that you know where they're from. So in some places, you'll be able to blend in a little more than others. It all depends on who you are. But a lot of it has to do with how you manage the language. So right off the bat, like, even though I speak very fluent Spanish, I'm not Mexican. And immediately, as soon as I open my mouth, like within seconds, you know, everyone knows I am not Mexican. And so they know I'm Hispanic. They know I'm Latino. They speak to me in Spanish. You know, they enjoy the fact that, you know, we get to speak, you know, the language. But right off the bat, they're in a guessing game. Like, where are you from? Are you from Chile? I know you're not Argentinian. That accent is not from Argentina. Are you from Venezuela? Are you from here? And I'd be like, no, I'm Cuban. Oh, you're Cuban. Oh, I never would have guessed. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You speak so well. Whatever. But I'm definitely not getting that Mexican treatment. And my wife, for example, well, she's brown. And she speaks in a Yucatecan accent. Even though her accent is not thick, you know, she speaks very normal Mexican Spanish. But her cousin, for example, her cousin is white, whiter than me. And she speaks Yucatecan, which is, you know, like a southern drawl, you know, like a thick accent that, you know, anyone can pick out from, for the most part. And they both got different treatments, you know, how depending on where they were. Now, it was usually good for the most part. But again, you know, she gets that treatment even out here. You know, we're out here, you know, or in other parts of Mexico, you know, she'll get treated differently, again, with the color of her skin. Same as me. Same as how we speak. Same as, you know, many little things here and there, you know. So believe it or not, you know, Christian, many times she'll get better treatment in other parts of Mexico than she will here with her own people. Because that's how the people are. So it is what it is. So again, you know, there's a lot of things about Mexican culture, you know, that I'm learning myself as well. That a lot of you guys just don't know of. So look, I'll give you another example. I recently saw somewhere, I don't know, it was in a comment section or whatever, where somebody was complaining about the fact, and by the way, this is a common complaint that I hear a lot in one shape, form, or another, but long story short, you know, they deal with, okay, so like this particular case was somebody that went to a lavanderia, which is, you know, it's not a laundromat. It's a place where you go and take your dirty clothes and they'll wash it for you, they'll fold it for you, they'll do all that stuff for you. But long story short, you know, that she went there to drop off her clothes. And I think she came, you know, she was picking up her clothes. And as she was picking up her clothes, the Mexicans were giggling or laughing or whatever it is. And immediately that person gets insulted because, oh, they're laughing at me. Like, no, they're probably not laughing at you at all. You know, in fact, they probably don't even care about you. You probably, they were, you know, again, you were in your own world. You went to go pick up the laundry. And immediately, as soon as you walked out with your laundry and you paid, you know, they're looking at their phone, okay? And they're looking at a meme, and they're laughing at that meme. And they have nothing to do with you. Or, you know, sometimes, they're again, the people in Mexico are very friendly. They don't take themselves too seriously. They're always making fun of each other. They're always trying to laugh, and they're always trying to be in a good mood. And they're always, again, trying to, like, even playing, like, practical jokes on each other, you know? Like, for example, one of the jokes that a lot of them like to do is, let's say you, a gringo, you go to a taco stand, all right? And they'll tell you, oh, look at try that salsa. It's no spicy. And then when you try the salsa, oh, you know, you're dying. It's like the spices of them all. And then they're laughing and they're pointing, like, oh, see, oh, no so spicy. Oh, oh, oh. But, I mean, don't do that to another Mexican. Okay? That's what I'm trying to get at. They'll do that to everybody. So if all of a sudden they do that to you and you think that they're doing that only to you, only because you're a gringo, only because, you know, you're a foreigner, oh, because they don't like you, oh, because they're trying to make fun of you, oh, because they hate you. No, it's none of that. It's just, that's how they treat everybody. Again, they, you know, in fact, it's common knowledge. It might not be to you, but it is to most Mexicans that if they tell you, oh, that sauce is not spicy, it's probably going to be spicy. You know, and this is many things like that. And so, you know, people come out here, and I get it if you're coming out here as a tourist and you might, you know, you're not going to go and take a full course on, you know, customs and culture, you know, just to be here a week. Again, if I'm going to Japan, I'm not going to go and take a whole thing on their culture just so that I understand every little intricacy of how it is over there just for a week. But if I'm moving to Japan, just like if you're moving to Mexico, it's, you know, again, it's probably in your best interest to learn, okay, as much as you can about the culture and the people and how they interact with each other and how things work out here. So that way, there's, you know, no misunderstandings. You know, nothing is lost in translation. So next time that they're laughing, okay, and they're laughing in your face, you don't think that they're laughing at you at your face. You know, they're laughing about, no, they're probably just, you know, laughing at a million other things. They're probably laughing at the fact that you're speaking Spanish. It's not coming out so well. They're trying to speak English. It's not coming out so well. And they're just laughing at that. The fact that, hey, we're trying to communicate and we can't communicate. Whatever, you know? Or, again, they're laughing, you know, just like out of uncomfortableness. You know, like a lot of people laugh when they feel uncomfortable, okay? It's like a natural reaction. Or, you know, maybe they're the ones that feel embarrassed, not you. And I can go on and on. But since we come from a very trigger-happy culture in which everything is about me, you know, a lot of people just, again, they'll have an interaction with a Mexican. The Mexican is laughing because they just think it's funny. You know, the situation is funny. And then the American will think, oh, or the Canadian, oh, they're making fun of me. Oh, these people are horrible. How can they laugh at me? Can't they see I'm bumbling about and I don't know what coin is what coin and they're laughing at me while I'm trying to pick out the right coin? I mean, they're laughing because they think it's funny. It's like, oh, look at this person that is not from this country and they're having difficulty. They're bumbling about, you know, trying to figure out what coin is what coin. And it's funny to them because, well, they deal with these coins every day and they never see another Mexican bumbling about with the coins because they know what the coins are. And then when they see somebody that is bumbling around with the coins, as, you know, just one example here, they laugh at that and it's more out of curiosity. It's like, oh, wow, look, there's somebody there that doesn't know our coins. It doesn't know our peso and they're there trying to figure it out. I don't know why they can't figure it out. There's numbers on the coins. You know, it's not in Spanish, you know. It's just, you know, that. Okay? And then I can go on and on. You know what I mean? And so, I feel like, it's a culture thing. Where a lot of Latinos, again, if you're coming from Spain, you know, the motherland, or you're coming from most Latin American countries, we laugh a lot. We're always making fun of each other. We're trying to keep it lighthearted. We don't take life so seriously. But, you know, people that come from the USA, or they, you know, where their ancestors don't come from Spain, but they come from England or, you know, I don't know, Norway or whatever, where they might be a little bit more cold or a little bit more reserved or a little bit more quiet, or they take things a little bit too seriously, like, I don't know, a German. Well, then, yeah, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, there's going to be a loss in translation where, you know, they feel like, why are they so happy and jovial all the time? You know, why can't they take life a little bit more serious? And I could go on and on. So it's just all these little things like that where you just got to get used to that. And if you don't want to get used to that and you're going to, you know, be complaining about it all the time, again, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Look, I mean, yesterday when we were at the beach, you know, just to show you how amazing Mexicans are. So again, yesterday when we were at the beach, we had a trouble with the truck. And as we were leaving the beach, the truck didn't turn on. And, you know, we had a few libations. So we thought like an idiot that what happened was is like my friend's truck has, you know, one of those electronic keys. And so he thought, oh, my God, I think I messed up the key because I put it in my pocket. There was my wet shorts. And so he wasn't sure if he went into the ocean with his keys or if he just put the keys in his wet pocket. And it, you know, messed up the key and the little chip inside the key. So long story short, we're there like, oh, my God, we can't start the car, whatever. And then my friend saw another Mexican. By the way, my friend that's a gringo, a white person from America, okay? But anyways, doesn't speak Spanish or very little Spanish. But anyways, he saw another Mexican that had a similar truck to his. And he goes, hey, Jose, then we can go talk to him and see if he can help us out. I'm like, yeah, sure, doesn't hurt. You know, let's go talk to him real quick. You know, what do you want me to say? You know, and I'll translate and we'll go from there. So we went to the guy. And when we went to the guy, you know, we told him what happened. And he goes, oh, All right, hold on. I think what it is, it's something else. I don't think it's the key. I don't think it's a problem with that. Let me go check out your truck real quick, and I'll let you know. So the guy, you know, he went over to the truck, and we started playing around with the key in the car, in the truck, whatever. And he's like, oh, no, listen, this is nothing to do with the key itself. The key is fine. What's messed up is that you have no battery left. And my friend is like, well, what do you mean I don't got battery left? You know, thinking to himself, you know, like, I don't think that that's the problem because, you know, we just checked the battery. Because, you know, he had like a thing to check the battery and it says everything's fine. And the Mexican is like, oh, no, listen. I've had this situation with my own truck and other trucks. You know, again, it's the same truck. So what it is that there's like a glitch. And because of that glitch, it doesn't let the car start or whatever. And he's like, oh, really? Is that what you think it is? Like, well, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, we kind of like, okay, it doesn't hurt to try. So basically, he you know, we moved his truck, which, by the way, his truck didn't have reverse. So, you know, we had to kind of like push the truck, you know, to get it in position there. And we got the truck in position and we, you know, jumped the truck and boom, it fixed the truck. Okay, and when we were looking at we were talking to the guy and we saw where the guy was from. The guy was like from Sinaloa or from he was like from another part of Mexico. He was there on, you know, visiting. Okay, he was there as a tourist as well. And long story short, you know, we were able to fix the truck situation within 10 minutes. And, you know, we gave him some free beer and everybody was happy. You know, the guy got free beer. We made some new friends. The guy fixed the truck. You know, everything was amazing and nice and friendly and just cordial. It was great. And, you know, we were so grateful for him. And he was just like, oh, no, don't worry about it. You know, it was just, you know, just helping out another human. Like we do, it's what we do here, and then that's it. And then once we were done, we pushed the truck back, you know, so he could get out, you know, when you know, after we left, and that's it. And it's just, you know, that's just part of life out here in Mexico, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, a lot of people here are very, you know, they just live life. And like, for example, that same guy that again gave us a jump with the car, you know, he was driving out there to the middle of nowhere and his truck didn't even have reverse. Where in the USA, your truck doesn't have reverse or it might be missing something or whatever. And it's like, you don't even want to drive it. You know, you're taking it to the shop to fix or this or that. And it's like, you know, that guy drove from the other side of the country. You know, again, driving from like Seattle to Miami, you know, without having your reverse working. Think about that, you know. So, I mean, and I could go on and on. You know, there's just so many things where people just don't take things so seriously. It's just, it is what it is. It's part of life. My truck doesn't work, but I see your truck doesn't work. Let's see if we can get your truck to work. Whatever. And that's it. You know, it's like a completely, you know, different way of life. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, what's going on out here, a lot of times, you know, right now, what I think, especially this year, is that this year, you know, we're going through a Mexican presidential election. And so obviously, you know, just like any other election in any other part of the world, you know, things get blown up even more than what they need to be. And I think that, you know, part of, you know, the whatchamacallit, the talk that they're having within the political sphere is that, again, instead of, you know, they're you know, politicians never want to take full responsibility for what they did. So, you know, part of, even though Mexico's going through a booming economy and things are going great, there are problems that are happening in Mexico due to gentrification, due to, again, certain things. Remember, the economy is not always going to be growing evenly for everybody. And not everyone's always going to be taking advantage of, all this amazingness is happening. And so what's going on is that these politicians, instead of like trying to offer up a solution, okay, or, you know, these political groups, instead of, you know, offering a solution, you know, that's valid and going to actually be helping the people, what they like to do, like most politicians out there, no matter where you are, they like to push the blame on somebody else. So in this case, you know, what we're seeing is that, you know, some of these people out there, they're pushing the blame on something else. Instead of pushing the blame on what it is, you know, well, they'll push the blame on you, the tourist. I mean, sorry, you, the foreigner, you, the expat that's coming out here, okay? And then they'll pick and choose, you know, these, you know, situations in which there are Americans behaving badly or Canadians behaving badly or foreigners behaving badly. And they'll, you know, blow that situation up and then kind of like push it out there that, look, they're all behaving badly. Look, they're all bad for Mexico. Look, we shouldn't have any of these here. They're the ones that are causing gentrification. They're the ones that are causing these problems. They're the problem. They're the, you know, what we need to get rid of. If we get rid of them, then we got nothing to worry about. Mexico will be great again. And I'm sure, again, as an American, but again, this is, happens in Canada as well, where, you know, they try to blame, you know, a lot of the bad decisions that our own politicians make on immigrants or immigration and all this other stuff. Now, again, I know immigration, especially in the USA right now, is a very delicate topic and a very sensitive topic just simply because of, well, the influx of immigrants, you know, happening right now and that whole situation, which is not something we're going to get into right now. But, you know, up until that point, since forever, okay, they're always trying to blame immigrants. Again, you know, the U.S. American will blame their problems on the immigrants. Oh, the immigrants are taking our jobs. Are they? Really? Joe Bomb Jimbo? Really, Jimbo? You want to go work the fields? No, you don't. Oh, Johnny? Oh, really? They're taking your jobs? It's like, well, I'm hiring in my restaurant kitchen. How come you don't want to work in the kitchen? And I got to hire Miguel. You know, so don't, you know, again, don't get me started on that whole conversation, but it's the same thing here. And so, you know, a lot of blame gets pushed off on you. So again, it's even more important now than ever for you to be on your best behavior. And look, the best way I like to, you know, put this out there or describe it is simply like this. It's like if you're visiting a friend's house or you're visiting a family member's house, well, you know, you're going to be on your best behavior, right? You're going to try to be as nice, you know, you're a guest in their home. You know, you're going to, again, you know, just try to be, again, on your best behavior, you know, for whatever the reason. Again, if you're in a family member's house, you know, they might, you know, kick your ass out of there. But the point is that the same kind of behavior you would exude when you're visiting someone else's house is the same kind of behavior, or at the very least, you know, kind of have that in mind. That when you're visiting another country, you're visiting someone else's home. So don't be taking a dump right on their front porch and then stepping on it and dragging it in to the house. That's not going to work very well. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing, you know, where a lot of people, for whatever reason, they just don't have the ability to, to have manners or even know what manners are. And they come to another country and they think that they can act like how they act in their own home. And that's not the way it is. It's not going to fly out here. It's not going to fly in any country. All right? So, yeah, I mean, see, look, again, Melissa says, this is why I'm reconsidering moving to France for the sake of safety of being white. I mean, have you even been to France? Have you been to France right now? Like, seriously, you know, that comment is so ass backwards. I'm not trying to pick on you, but I mean, seriously, I mean, first of all, you go to France right now and you're not French. They're not going to treat you as nice as you think they're going to treat you. Number one. OK, doesn't matter what your color, your skin is. Number two, many parts of France. Well, there's a lot of immigrants that are coming from the Middle East or Africa now. So, you know, there's not as many white people as you think they're going to be. Again, I just talked about, you know, in Mexico, you know, there are plenty of parts in Mexico, again, Guadalajara, Monterrey, and I can go on and on, where most Mexicans are white. Okay, probably whiter than you. Okay. So that's really the situation, you know what I mean? So look, oh, okay, Melissa is of French descent. Okay, yeah, okay, move back to the motherland, you know, maybe that'll help you out. You know, it might be best for you to move back to the motherland than moving to another country. Why? Because you speak French. Look, that's one of the reasons I moved to Mexico, because I speak Spanish, all right? So, look, that's another thing, too. A lot of people, you know, they want to come out here to Mexico or whatever country it is, okay? and they don't want to speak the language. And look, I get it. Again, my mom has been living in the United States of America for over 50 years, and she does not speak any English. So look, I get it. But is it easy for her? No, it's not. It's very difficult for her because she doesn't speak English. And she's in Miami, where most people speak Spanish anyway, and yet things are difficult for her because she's choosing, and she chose not to learn English. It's already too late for her to learn. So I get it. I'm sympathetic to that situation. But the reality is that you got to make it easy on yourself. You know, a lot of people say, it's like, oh, I don't want to move to Mexico because XYZ reason. So I'm going to move to Thailand. I'm like, bro, really? So speaking in Thai is a lot easier than learning Spanish? Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know? But the point I'm making is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't make it easier on themselves. They make it more difficult. And so then obviously with the increased difficulty, increased frustration, and therefore you are, you know, if you're already snapping at people when you're in the USA, imagine how you're going to snap at people when you're in Mexico or another foreign country. Because Americans behaving badly, believe it or not, you know, gringos behaving badly is not just a Mexico problem. This is a worldwide problem. In fact, I saw a video of, again, of a TikToker, okay, that was, I think, like in Thailand or the Philippines. I don't know what he was doing. A young Zoomer, okay, I don't even, not a millennial, but a young Zoomer in, you know, in Thailand or Philippines or whatever. And he was doing a live stream, you know, on his phone or whatever, and he was just walking through, you know, out on the street at night, you know, where they have a lot of food stalls, you know, the street food stalls, and basically he was walking around and acting a fool as if he was in the USA, and basically as he was going to, like, the little food stalls, you know, he started throwing things and started, you know, making a mess, and he started, you know, acting a fool, and immediately the Asians that are super nice and super friendly and super whatever, oh my God, they wanted to lynch his ass. They wanted to, you know, basically, you know, go after him, you know, and fucking kung fu his ass to another dimension. And, you know, as soon as he did that, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And they're like, oh, why you do that? What the doctor? You know, he did that, you know, and Thailand, you know, whatever, right? And long story short, the guy, the reason that he was able to leave that situation without getting harmed is because he had to bust out, okay, out of his wallet, okay, a lot of money in order to pay for all the damages that he had just caused there. And that money was only enough to pay for all the damage and to pay for, you know, what he did there. But they were very pissed. They were very unhappy. They didn't, you know, whatever. They still wanted to lynch his ass. They still wanted to kick his ass, okay? So just FYI. And so a lot of people, you know, they're coming out, you know, again, to many countries, you know, and they're doing all kinds of horrible things. They're acting like Karens. They're acting like some of these young punks, you know, going out there, you know, causing a mess. They're acting entitled, you know, like, why are you not speaking my language? You know, why are you not speaking English? Why are you not whatever? How come this is not a 5-star hotel? How come this is not the way it is? I want it. This is not like back home. Why is there no running water? You know, why do I got to turn on the water in order for the water to come out? You know, why is the water not warm enough? You know, why is there not enough pressure? Why are there no McDonald's? You know, why is a Starbucks just different? You know, whatever. It's just complaint after complaint after complaint. Listen, this is a worldwide problem, and it's been going on for years, okay? You can go to any expat group on Facebook, on whatever, whether you're going to Bangkok or you're going to India or you're going to Spain or you're going to Mexico, you're going to what? Listen, and you get to see it in all those groups that all these people, you know, they're the most toxic people that you can imagine, and they're everywhere. I mean, it is crazy. So it's an American problem, okay, more than anything else. I know I'm lumping in Canadians here, whatever, and I'm not really talking about other people, but for the most part, Americans behave badly no matter what corner of the earth they're in. And it is not just a problem that started the other day. It's always been a problem. But as the U.S. empire, okay, starts to falter, okay, as all these other countries that were, you know, third world crap holes, right? Shit holes at one point. And they're not anymore. Listen, they're just, you know, they don't want to put up with your ass anymore. Not only is the empire falling, therefore, you know, your influence is not as strong as it used to be. Number two, the dollar isn't as strong as it used to be, or basically worthless, depending on the country you're in. These countries are now making more money than you are, you know, so they definitely don't want to put up with your ass. You know, they are, you know, they are taught from a young age how to be, you know, how to not be rude, how to have manners, how to treat other people how you want to be treated, you know, how to, again, you know, all these, all these basics of living a life, you know, all these, you know, kind of like basic instructions that we should have gotten when we were kids. Anyways, around the world, people know how to behave. And so then all of a sudden you're coming from your country and you don't behave, or you don't want to behave. And again, they have less and less incentive each and every day to even put up with your crap. And they're not putting up with your crap. So you're starting to see a lot of pushback. Okay? So it's just the truth. It's just the true thing, you know? Rocky Mountain says, in the U.S., you get a left and right discussion. Does Mexico have a similar dichotomy? Look, everywhere on earth has the left and the right. Okay? They're just different depending on the country. Okay? But, you know, left just meaning liberal, you know, meaning live and let live. And then the right is more conservative. Now, every country is something very different. Okay? In the USA, I can't even say the word left without people already getting triggered. Okay? And even when you say right, again, people getting triggered. So right now in the USA, what's happening in the USA is basically only happening in the USA. And the first world is having a lot of internal problems with each other. And a lot of it has to do with that dichotomy of the ultra left, okay, trying to do all these horrible things that the ultra right doesn't like. And then if you're in the middle, there's no real middle anymore. They basically are forcing you to pick a side. But the reality is that most places around the world, they're kind of like in the middle, and they have the few fringe on the left or the right. And depending on the country, will depend on, you know, if it leans more right than anything else. So in Mexico, okay, just like a lot of very religious countries, they're more conservative, okay, than you would think. Even though Mexico's constitution is very left, okay, very liberal, okay. And again, Mexico is the true definition of libertarian, you know, live and let live. We need very few government, very few rules, very few, all right? And everyone can kind of like learn how to govern themselves. But they have a big conservative backdrop, which is, again, family values, religious values, love for your love and respect for your fellow man. So the love is the left and the respect is from the right. But they join together, love and respect, okay? I don't have to agree with you, okay? But we can still have a civil discussion, all right? We can agree to disagree. So in Mexico, it's still, that's a thing. So listen, you know, right now, you know, we can go to a party, and in that party, there are going to be some people that are ultra-right, conservative, religious people. And they're going to be talking about certain topics, you know, whether it's abortion or whether it's, you know, drugs or whatever it is. And they're going to be like, you know, with their stance on that. But, you know, if you come with the opposite stance on it, they'll just have a discussion, you know. And then the leftist person is going to have a discussion with the right. They could be both very fringe, you know, feminist and a super conservative religious person, and they're going to disagree in just about everything. But at the very least, it's like, you know, they're both kind of talking to each other because, well, I want to give you my point of view. I want to give you my point of view, and hopefully we can find a happy medium. And if we don't, we don't. And if we do, we do. And I might learn something from you, or you might learn something from me, and that's it. And so, like, that's alive and well here. In most countries around the world, that's alive and well. But, you know, out here in the USA, it's not like that at all. In the USA, it's, you know, very polarizing these days. And it like, again, look, I was raised, you know, like I can't even, like, even saying it is so difficult, you know, these days. But I was raised, you know, Democrat. I was raised liberal. I was raised whatever. But I was raised in the 90s. In the 90s, it was all about, you know, F the government, fuck the rules, you know, rage against the machine, rage against the corporation, you know, no wars, all about peace, whatever. Okay? But these days, I can't even say I was liberal. Okay? Because, well, what does liberal mean these days? Liberal means, you know, you got no opinion, you know, censorship. We're going to war. Basically, it's the complete opposite of what I was when I was liberal. Now, am I conservative? No, I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I have some conservative values because I do believe in, you know, respect. I do believe in hard work, ethics. I believe in saying the truth. I believe in all these things that would be considered conservative, okay? Right-leaning. But am I religious? No. Do I care about religion? Do I care if you have religion? No. Now, am I anti-religion? No. You know what I mean? I think that religion is great and wonderful for, you know, many people. And now you ask me, what am I? I'm spiritual. But what do you mean by spiritual? Well, it's like, again, why do I got to keep explaining myself? Today, you got to explain yourself even more. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Jose's libertarian. Am I? I mean, I'm a big capitalist. I'm all about capitalism. You know, I'm not communist because my parents are Cuban and they come from communism. And I've been to Cuba. It's no bueno. So, I mean, you know, now am I ultra right conservative? No, I'm not. You know, because I've been around that too. And that's no bueno either. So, I mean, the reality is that even in today's America, in the USA, you can't have this opinion that I have. Why can I have this opinion now? Well, because I live in Mexico. You know? And do I care about what you guys think about me? Not really. You know, that's also very freeing. You know, it allows me to be free. You know, so free that I can show my naked ass self on the screen there. I know I'm not naked. I know I'm not. Okay? But I mean, especially with that bear suit, right? With all that hair I got. I'm hairy as F, aren't I? Very hairy. But the point I'm making is that, you know, that's another reason I love Mexico so much, is that I can have my opinions, you know, whatever they are, you know, whatever direction I want to go in. And most people, like I said, agree to disagree. In fact, if they talk to me and they see I have, you know, very strong opinions about many things, well, it's like, oh, wow, that's someone I want to talk to. You know, Jose must have some really insane or some really insightful opinions on XYZ because he's not going with the crowd. He's going down his own path, and he seems like he's pretty educated, or at the very least, you know, keeping up with what's going on out there or whatever it is. And so out here, it's been enlightening. And look, I love to talk. I love to have discussions. I love all that stuff. And so out here, I mean, are you kidding me? You know, we could talk about anything and everything. Like, again, yesterday when we were out fishing, we saw a fisherman, okay? And he was just a guy that lived in the village, and he was just out there with his harpoon gun, you know, scuba diving and, diving, you know, not scuba diving, just diving and getting fish. And, you know, obviously, you know, we went out fishing, you know, me and my friends, and we caught no fish because it was very windy and not good. And obviously we see him with the fish and we see him, you know, doing such a good job at fishing. So we were curious and we were talking to him and we were asking him, hey, you know, what fish is that? Where did you catch them? And long story short, the guy, at first, when we were first asking the question, he was like looking at us like, man, what? These guys are actually interested in me. And before you knew it, you know, we struck up a huge conversation. We learned a lot about fishing from him. You know, we learned a lot. You know, we taught him a few things. He taught us. He was teaching us more than anything else. And that's just a guy from a village. He probably never even graduated high school or even been to school. Yet, you know, he was able to talk to us in a very articulate manner, very intelligent, you know, knew a lot about, you know, fishing and so many other things. And we were, you know, there having a great conversation. In fact, the conversation was getting so good that some of the Yucatecans that were there on the beach with their family, they joined the conversation. We were all just talking. you know? And that's what I'm trying to get at. You know what I mean? It's like it's a different world out here. You know, in the USA, you know, people don't. Okay, so in the USA, they'll do something like, they'll scream at you. They'll be like, hey, get a job. You're a bum. Stop, you know, relying on the government or whatever. You know, get a job. Get a job, you lazy bum. And then when you do get a job, you know, by the way, you know, you're a bum, you know, lazy, you know, what is it, like a bum, but they can't really get a good job. So the job that you get is probably like at McDonald's or at 7-Eleven or at the gas station. And then they'll be screaming at you. It's like, why are you working that job? Why are you doing that job? That's such a low-level remedial job. You're a freaking loser for working that job. And, you know, Mexico's not like that at all. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You got a job. You're responsible. You're working hard. No one's there to judge your situation. You know, the reason that you're working at 7-Eleven, okay, and you're, you know, employee of the week for the seventh year in a row is because, well, maybe that's the best that you can get with your education and your background, and you don't really want to do any better. You know, meaning, hey, I'm happy with this job. I'm doing great, blah, blah, blah. What do I need to do more? Or, you know, you might be a young buck, a young kid out there that's putting himself through medical school. And, well, there's no school. I mean, there are school loans out here, but, you know, school for the most part is affordable. Okay, so most people, they're like, well, I don't want to have debt, or I can't even acquire debt even if I wanted to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a job, okay, at 7-Eleven, at McDonald's, okay? And that's going to help me pay for school. And I could go on and on. So, I mean, and it's just so many little things like that, you know what I mean, that like about this country that, and, you know, everybody just respects each other. And everybody is there, you know, understanding of each other, everyone's situation. And you know, it's not like in the USA where it's just a constant judgment. You know, and like, you know, of course you're going to see judgment from people here too, but it's not the same as in the USA. It's not even anywhere remotely close to that. Okay. So in fact, the judgment you might get, it might be more like, oh, look at that couple. They don't even have any kids. How irresponsible of them to not have kids and start a family. Okay. That kind of shit. All right. It's very different. Very different. See, look, Kelly says, yes, I hate it. I hate, yes, look, this is the kind of things that I just, you know, okay. Kelly says, and by the way, I'm not picking on you. You wrote the comment. So, Kelly says, yes, hate is rampant. And I like to blame Trump for that. Apologies if I offend anyone. Look, right off the bat, you are spilling hate right there. It's like, yes, hate is rampant. And I like to blame Trump for that. I mean, really? Really? Again, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Biden supporter. I don't give a crap. I support Mexico. That's it. I love the USA. I love my country, but I don't support anything that's going on over there right now. Because right now, you're basically, you know, spilling hate, okay, to one side or the other. And that's most Americans these days. Everyone on the right blames everybody on the left. Everybody on the left blames everybody on the right. And nobody takes any responsibility for their own actions. Look, when Trump became president, okay, let's just, you know, call it like it is. When Trump became president, what did the left do? They went, okay, and so who's the one that was causing the hate? It wasn't Trump or Trump supporters, okay? Oh, but the left will simply say, oh, but since he became president, it made us angry. And if he wasn't president, we wouldn't be angry. Really? Really? So right now with Biden as president, you don't think that the right is angry? Is the right, you know, acting, you know, like a clown? By the way, yes, they're acting like clowns. But are they acting to that intensity of clownishness? You know, where they're basically, you know, like pouting like a little kid on the ground. No, they're not. But again, they're both equally as stupid and they're both equally as immature, okay? And none of them are choosing to fix the problem. It's all about me, my team, my, what's the word I'm looking for? My tribe, my whatever, right? I'm voting blue no matter who. I'm voting red no matter whatever, you know? And it's like, why can't people just say, hey, look, every... By the way, again, I told you guys, I was, at one point, I was liberal. But I'll tell you straight up, I voted for Trump the first time around. I don't vote anymore. I don't get involved anymore. But why? Because I said, you know what? I don't like the direction this is going. I'm going the other way. And by the way, as soon as Trump became president, after a little while, I was like, all right, this guy was not good either. This guy's just like all of them. Yeah, that's right. They're all the same. They're all the freaking same. But that's not the point. The point is that most Americans cannot do any introspective, you know, look at themselves and say, hey, I was wrong. Hey, they lied to me. Hey, I want to fix this. I'm going to take some responsibility. Hey, let's do, if this is not working, let's do something else. No. What most people do is they double down and they double down and they just keep getting worse. You know, why don't we have a third party or a fourth party? Why don't we demand better? We don't. You know, we don't. You know, we just scream and shout and act like little kids and don't ever create a solution. Okay? We just cry like little babies. All right? And that's the thing I love about Mexico. That out here in Mexico, you know, people just take responsibility for their own actions, or they don't rely on the government, or they don't rely on any entity like that. They just take responsibility for whatever needs fixed. So, for example, we got potholes in my neighborhood. So what do the neighbors do? They all get together and they hire somebody to come and fill the potholes. And everybody, you know, pays their share to fix the potholes. That's it. And if one of the fucking neighbors doesn't want to pay, fine, whatever. That guy's an asshole. Let's not forget for the next time. That's it. But are people not going to fix the potholes now, even though 95% of the neighborhood paid to get it fixed? Yeah, of course. And that's the thing. It's just things like that. We're in the USA. I mean, come on. You know, it's like everyone is just blaming each other and then they're looking for somebody else to fix the problem instead of just fixing the problem yourself. Taking responsibility for your own actions. Taking responsibility for your behavior. Taking responsibility for all these things. Okay? And, but yeah, you know what I mean? That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, most Americans, and so these are most of the Americans that think that way, those are the ones that come out here and they act a fool. And they want Mexico to change for them. They want things to be, you know, again, catering to them. When things don't work in their favor, they get upset and think that it's all about them. It isn't. They don't care. Most Mexicans just don't care. Okay? Meaning they don't care about you and your stupid little problems or your pouting or your screaming or the fact that I'm not going to come back to this business anymore. Don't come back. Please don't ever come back. In fact, tell all your friends so that they don't come here either. Okay? So, I mean, that's just it. You know what I mean? That's just the reality of it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, in Mexico, you know, because of the corrupt government and because of the corruption that is rampant out here, and but okay, it's not just the corruption that's rampant, but on top of that, the fact that most of the governments out here don't have that much power like they do in the USA, that combination of corruption and I'm stealing all the money, and then the government is so small and inept for them to really do much. But that means that there's no safety net, or there's no real anyone to complain to or whatever. So the Mexican people, they got to take it upon themselves to fix the problem. Because if you don't fill that pothole, no one's going to fill that pothole. Okay? So you got to fill the pothole. And it's not just a pothole. It's all everything and anything in between. So when I hear people, you know, that come out, you know, that basically say, oh, I blame Biden for everything. Oh, I blame Trump for everything. It's like, listen, you got to blame yourself, okay, for all this. Are you kidding me right now? It's really all Biden's fault, or it's really all Trump's fault? Have you not been paying attention? You know, are you kidding me right now? You know what I mean? Are you kidding me? You know, this has been going on for decades. And now, you know, you're trying to just blame, you know, one thing or the other. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, man, wake the F up here. Come on, people. And so, you know what? Here in Mexico, I get to sit here on the beach, all right, enjoy the waves, and not give a crap about what goes on over there. Not just what goes on over there, but what goes on over here. Because it doesn't really matter what goes on over here. The impact is minimal, okay, with what in the USA. Look at the USA, how the government is the government basically has turned into tyranny, you know? And, you know, it's not the country I was raised in. It's not the country I remember. In fact, the USA resembles a lot more of communist Cuba than it does, you know, what it used to be, which was, you know, freedom-loving, you know, an anarchistic country. You know, basically, you know, the USA, you know, went from don't tread on me to, oh, step harder, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, harder. Oh, give it to me more. What happened, bro? What happened? What happened? You know? So, it's, but yeah, no, to me, it's insane. You know, it really is insane how, and so, like, I think a lot of it has to do with the values, you know, like, that Mexico has, where, you know, again, of course they expect better behavior from you, and they expect more from you, because, I mean, think about it. You know what I mean? If they are poor, okay, and they're raising their children to be good humans, why can't you, that comes from the land of milk and honey, right, the greatest country in the world, why can't you come to Mexico and at the very least, you know, use some manners? You know, be nice. Be a good human. That doesn't cost anything, all right? You know, a lot of Americans, you know, they like to come out here to Mexico and they like to tell Mexicans how they can improve and how they can live their lives better when they themselves, they can't even tie their own fucking shoes. I mean, are you kidding me right now? You know, so, like, yeah, no, it is next level. Yeah, that's right, you know? And so, you know, Mexico has a healthy relationship. Well, a healthy, maybe not a healthy relationship, maybe that's not the word, but they have a healthy understanding of, you know, again, religion and religious values and family values and again, respect, morality, you know, again, taking responsibility for your actions. You know, things that we just don't have in the USA. You know, there's no such thing as responsibility in the USA anymore, or ethics, or being a good person, or treating your fellow human how you want to be treated. None of that. None of that. And people wonder, well, why has the US fallen? You know, why has the first world fallen? Well, because, again, you know, they want to blame everyone but themselves. You know, they want to, you know, they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to be, you know, put in any kind of discomfort. Life is uncomfortable, okay? Life is not easy. And, you know, out here, I mean, in Mexico, it's just like, it's a constant reminder of that. And that's why I think a lot of people, when they, you know, they enjoy life so much, because they live, you know, a hard life. By a hard life is that everybody has a hard life. It doesn't matter who you are, what country you're in. But they embrace that hardness, okay? They embrace that difficulty, and they're not sitting there and crying about it. They just embrace it, they do it, and then they get to enjoy the good parts of life even more because, well, they just went through the bad things. And they, you know, they did it with their head up, and they survived, and they succeeded, or whatever it is. So, yeah. All right, sorry, I'm just looking at some of the comments here. I see a lot of you guys are... So, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know, man. What do I know? I'm just a guy, you know, that lives out here in Mexico that, you know, basically, you know, I can barely, you know, tie my own shoes. I have a talking horse.
What about me? What's my problem?
You know, so again, you know, for people out there that take me too seriously or they want to, like, you know, go after me or whatever, it's like, listen, man, you're talking to a guy that's lost his mind already probably, and he talks to a fake horse and he yells at people on screen, okay? You know, like Alex Jones with the gay frogs, okay? Turning the frogs gay! By the way, he wasn't wrong, okay? So, but it's another story for another day. So, you know, for anyone out there, you know, that takes me too seriously, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? For people out there that says like, oh, I don't like what you say, I'm going to unsubscribe. Again, don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know? Like, I, are you kidding me? I feel blessed and honored that I get to do this, okay? That I get to turn on my computer, turn on my camera, and I get to speak my mind. And I have so many people out there that I get to, you know, in one shape, form, or another, influence. It's only because I'm an influencer on TikTok, okay? Influence. But you know what I mean. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to, again, look, oh my God, you're funny. Yeah, look, that's it. All I'm really trying to do is entertain you guys. That's it. And listen, we are in clown world. If you cannot laugh at the clowns, I don't know what to tell you. All right? Has anyone out there been to the circus? Usually, when they let the clowns loose, you know, when the clowns are out and about, it's because, you know, there's something going wrong. All right, you know, the elephant took a dump in the middle of the stage or whatever, you know, the middle of the three-ring circus, all right? So they got to send the clowns out there while they're cleaning up the turds, you know? Or whatever it is, okay? But so right now, we're living in a world in which they're sending out the clowns en masse, okay, where clowns are everywhere and nobody is asking what's going on, what's wrong, how can we fix this? In fact, they're fighting amongst each other as to which clown is doing a better job at clowning them. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So again, when a lot of people ask me, how come I don't talk about a lot of these things anymore or try not to? And I live on a beach out here in Mexico and I live my humble life. And again, with my talking horse, you know, whatever. I mean, come on. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, and I'm pointing and laughing at the clowns and I'm pointing and laughing at the people that are taking the clowns seriously. It's like, what are you guys doing over there? What the hell's going on? Wake the F up. Look, I just got a new phone because my phone died the other day. And, you know, so depending on who I talk to, you know, depending on how they look at my phone. So I got a Chinese phone, okay? And a lot of people are looking like, you got a Chinese phone? Oh, my God. It's like, listen, man, the reason I got a Chinese phone because I was already tired of my Motorola and my Samsung and all these things fucking just being crappy. So I was like, you know what? Let me try something different. Let me try a Chinese phone. Oh, but you already know all the things that they're spying into this. And I was like, bro, what are you? You're telling me that the Chinese aren't spying on my Motorola or my Samsung? You're telling me that the Americans aren't spying on my Chinese phone? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do? What are we doing here? I'm just getting a phone. It's just a phone. It's just a phone. Relax. Okay? So, anyways, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, it's like one thing after the other, you know? And to me, I think we talked about this topic enough in today's episode, okay? It's time to start wrapping this up. So, speaking of phones, all right? For you guys out there, okay, that want me to go on and on about phones, okay, I highly suggest you go to Jose Unleashed, all right? Jose Unleashed, you know, which is my new show, my new podcast, my new whatever. And I do this every single Thursday. Right after I'm done here, every Thursday I try to do a live stream on this channel. And after that, I go to my other channel, which is right there. You can see it right there. I'm pointing at it. Right? Am I pointing at it? Yeah. Can you see my fingers there? I'm fingering you. Anyways, look, so I'm using my fingers to point, okay? So go over there, okay, and like and subscribe, okay? Go, this is the stream that's going to come up in a little bit. I'm going to be late for it, as I always am, because this one took too long, all right? But I'm going to be talking about phones, all right? And again, the show over here is more comedy than anything else. So please, you know, if you want to continue enjoying, you know, the comedy show that we have going on here. If you enjoy my live streams, if you enjoy hanging out with me and having some fun and talking and about whatever, please go over there and join me over there for, you know, Jose Unleashed. Sorry, I'm just trying to, you know, get the time fixed over here. Anyways, so go over there to Jose Unleashed, you know, every single Thursday, once I'm done here, I go live over there and then, you know, we go hog wild. All right. All right, they're just changing the time. Like, I need to take a little break before I go over there. But again, in about 30 minutes, okay, in about 30 minutes, give or take, you know, we're going over there. We're switching to Jose Unleashed, all right, so that you guys can, you know, enjoy, have some fun. So again, if you found this video entertaining, you're definitely going to find it entertaining over there, because that's all I do on that other channel is laugh. You know, we do story time, you know, we talk about mundane things like this. It doesn't matter, all right? It's all about comedy, laughter. Let's have fun. All right? So, I really hope you guys enjoyed today's video, today's episode, today's live stream. If you did, you already know what to do. But before you do those things, you know, again, please go to my website, okay? My website, joseatiaga.com, and you're going to find all kinds of free and useful things that you can use for your move to Mexico, okay? So basically, if you're looking to moving to Mexico, I got resources, okay? Free resources for living in Mexico. If you're looking to moving to Mérida, Yucatan, I got resources for here. If you're looking for jobs or career or whatever, I got that here, Digital Nomad Jobs. In fact, tomorrow on the channel, I'm going to be dropping a very special video. So please stay tuned for that. Okay, so I got a bunch of jobs and a bunch of things here, okay? But anyways, tomorrow I'm going to be dropping a very special video on this channel, okay? I interviewed some really good friends of mine that basically they have a trade school that teaches you computer knowledge, computer technology. So basically, you don't need to know anything about computers. If you can, you know, use the internet, if you can get on Facebook, if you can use your phone, then you can do this, okay? But what it is, it's a trade school to teach you how to code, and it's very, you know, a very, very good school with a lot of years behind it. And long story short, in today's world, if you want to move out here to Mexico and you're still not retired and you need to figure out a way to make money and you're not going to be a YouTuber, well, maybe you can be a digital nomad, okay? And digital nomad, you know, a lot of people say that, just throw that word out there very easily. But at the end of the day, what that means is that you have a remote job. So, okay, I did a video. I'm dropping it tomorrow where I'm basically showing you what you need to do, okay, so that you can become a digital nomad, a.k.a. a remote worker, a.k.a. have the skills that you need so you can get a job online. There's a gazillion jobs online, and you can, you're going to work that job, whether you're on a beach in Bali or you're on a beach here in the Yucatan, or you're a beached whale and you just want to be in, you know, on your couch. It doesn't matter. The point is, I'm providing you guys with even more free knowledge, okay, on how you can empower yourself so you can earn money, all right, on your own and not rely on anybody. You can be a personal contractor and make money anywhere on earth and live anywhere on earth, okay? And that's it. And again, as you know, the cost of living in different countries is less. So, again, there's all kinds of jobs out there. So if you could get a really, really good job, you can live in a mansion in Hawaii. If you just get a whatever job, you can live, you know, on a mansion here in the Yucatan or in Bali or whatever. But the point, or in the mountains, okay? It doesn't matter. You don't want to be in the beach. You don't have to be in the beach. You could be anywhere. In Antarctica, you can live with the penguins, all right? You could be a digital nomad with the penguins in Antarctica. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. The penguins will be like, oh, look, you know, now we got the gringos are invading Antarctica. Crap. You know? No, but anyways, the point is that anyone can learn this, okay? It doesn't matter who you are and what part of the world you're from. You just need to want to learn, and you need to have the ability to want to work. You know, nothing is free. So anyways, I'm going to provide all that information for you guys tomorrow on the channel. So stay tuned. And again, here's the channel in case you don't know what it is already. You haven't been here yet. All right, check out the channel. All right, and we're going to be dropping that video out there tomorrow to help you guys, you know, to continue helping you guys. And it's going to lay it all out, okay? That video is going to lay it all out to know what you need to, you know, so you can learn what you need to know in order to make this happen for yourself, okay? And Again, I don't know what your age is, but, you know, obviously if you're over 60, you know, you should just wait for your retirement. But if you're, you know, again, 30, 40, 50, listen, this is something you can learn very easily, very quickly, and you can do this from the comfort of your own home, wherever that home is, okay? But again, it's just one of the options, okay? Like, you could simply teach English, okay? You can get a traditional Mexican job out here, okay? You can do all kinds of other freelance work, okay? You can start a business in Mexico. There's a million options for you. But at the end of the day, you got to work hard, okay? No one's going to give you anything for free, okay? Let alone your freedom, okay? Your freedom comes at a cost of your comfort. So the more free you want to be, the more you got to put into it, okay? So it's as simple as that, all right? So you got all that. And then again, if you want any personalized consultations, I know a lot of you guys, you know, you guys want to meet me in person, or you guys want to just do a one-on-one Zoom call with me. You guys want to ask me more questions in depth. You guys want to talk to me about whatever. Listen, go to my website, go to personalized consultations, click on the thing, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to know. Again, you can read it on screen there if you want. You can reach out to me, and we can set that up, and I can help you out with whatever, okay? So I think that's it, guys. So Opie talk, it says, talk about Shadowban. You can't find the other channel? Hold on. That's why I put a link here. My other channel is Jose Unleashed. Oh, you found it. Okay, great. And I'm going to put another link here for you guys. Okay, and I hope to see you guys there. Again, we're going live on the other channel in 30 minutes, okay? So I just need to take a quick break so I can breathe, because I've been, you know, talking for an hour and a half without taking a breath. I got to call the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, that's a new, it has to be a new record, right? An hour and a half of just talking and no breathing. So, you know, there's for sure some sort of record there.
Bruh.
All right, guys. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's live stream, today's video, and today's talk. I know I went off on a tangent and we took this to, you know, to another conversation, but I think it all kind of, you know, intertwines with each other. And I really hope you guys enjoyed today's video. And I love you guys, man. I really, really do. And thank you so much for putting up with me. I know I might be a little rough sometimes. I don't mean to go, you know, too rough on you guys. I sometimes joke, you know, to my wife. Like, hey, wife, I got to go and I got to go make fun of some people. But it's not, I'm not making fun of anyone, man. At the end of the day, I'm laying out the reality. You know, I'm trying to be as realistic as possible. I'm trying to give you guys the truth, whether you like it or not. That's not my problem. That's your problem. All right. It's all love. Okay, I do everything with love. I respect you guys, and I know that you guys can do better and deserve better, but it's up to you. I can't do it for you. No one else is going to do it for you. You got to figure it out on your own. You got to pick up yourself from your own bootstraps and make it happen. If it's too difficult for you or too unattainable for you where you're at right now, then you got to go where you're treated best. That means you got to go somewhere else. All right. And the most difficult thing for you moving to Mexico might be learning another language. But you know what? If that's what it takes for you to have everything you've ever wanted is to learn some Spanish, then do it. Stop making excuses, because otherwise you're probably going to end up on the street or somewhere worse. OK. And that's going to be a lot more difficult to get used to. All right. Than learning some Spanish or some manners. OK. Or whatever it is. OK. All right. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. You already know the deal. If you like this kind of content, don't forget to please like. All right. In case you haven't liked already, let's see if I can hit that little AI. All right. Please like. Please subscribe. Please share. But more importantly than anything else, please stay awesome. I love you guys. And I'll see you guys again in a few minutes on the other channel. Peace out. See you later. Bye. See you here next week. See you here Sunday. You already know the deal. See you here tomorrow, right? Just see you here. See you. I'll see you. I gotta go. Bye. 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 Bye.